Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 8th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up a penny and a half, closing at 377 and three quarters. July beans down a nickel, closing at 969 and a quarter. July wheat down six and three quarters, closing at 520. Well, the wheat did it again, opened strong in the first 5-10 minutes, broke 20 cents off the highs, rallied back a dime. We closed about 13 cents off the highs. Certainly not what you'd want to see out here, but I suppose it could have been worse. The bean market last night, we took out that 65 low from the January lows by a couple of cents. We rallied it back up to, I think it was 76. So we rallied 14 cents off those highs, broke it again, rallied again. A very choppy day in here, but meal and oil are both going to close a little bit lower here today. I don't think it really means much. If beans close under 965 after Monday or on Monday, I would say that we've got another 25 cents to the downside coming, which should clear out the rest of the long positions in the funds and the beans. I still think they're long corn, but we'll see. Remember, tonight's report is going to reflect Tuesday night's close, so there's been a lot of selling in the beans since then, so we're going to have to make some kind of adjustments out here to try to get an accurate number. The weather remains pretty good around the country. The heat is staying out in the plains for the time being. It's still hot and dry in most of the Baltic area. Australia is still dry. But this is the fourth day, I think, in a row that the wheat has opened really strong and then backed off the highs. The funds just don't seem interested in supporting higher prices out here. So I don't know where we go from here. We still have the same issues. We need to see a trade deal done. We need to get the G7 back on our side. We need a deal with the Chinese and hopefully the North Koreans as well. Until we see that, I think the weather rallies will be sold. If we do see a shift in the weather pattern from the plains into the Midwest, bringing that hot, dry air, then we could see some higher prices out here. So it's really a 50-50 shot. We've got two things that can help the market, two things that can hurt the market. If one of the two things happens, it's kind of a wash, in my opinion, with the bias toward the downside, because the crops look like they're off to a great start out here. We'll see what happens over the weekend with the president. And if you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.